Chapter 8 Review. Use File I/O to save data files from your programs to the hard drive and to load previously saved data files from the hard drive into your programs. A stream is essentially the flow of data from a source to a destination. It is used analogously to a water stream. Water flowing down a stream is like data flowing down a stream. In the context of Cout, the stream flows data from our program to the console window for display. In the context of Cin, the stream flows data from the keyboard into our program. Similarly, an upstream object flows data from our program to a file, thereby writing data to the file, and an ifstream object flows data from a file into our program, thereby reading data from the file. We use primarily two standard library classes for file I/O. One, ofstream. An instance of this class contains methods that are used to write data to a file. And two, ifstream. An instance of this class contains methods that are used to read data from a file. To use these objects, you must include fstream. There are two different kinds of files we work with, text files and binary files. Text files are convenient because they can be read by us directly, thereby making the files easier to edit manually and making file I/O bugs easier to fix. Binary files are convenient because they tend to consume less memory than equivalent text files, and they are streamed more efficiently since binary data is not converted to a text format. Rather, the raw bytes of the data are directly saved. When constructing a binary file, remember to specify the IOS base binary flag to the second parameter of the constructor or to the open method. The exam section on file input and output is pretty straightforward. You need to have a basic understanding of the objects involved, the syntax, and which methods and operators to use. If you understand the examples shown in Chapter 8, you should have no problem.